Time to talk tech with Trevor Long from EFTN.com. He's also the Today Show's tech expert. Trevor, welcome. Good morning.
Morning, Bilko.
Mate, Telstra, I just had someone say to me the other day that they got switched to 5G and, it's going to cost you $5 extra. Like, no asking permission or anything, but, I mean, that's a normal telco thing. You can always get out of that, can't you?
Yeah, I would be straight on the app or the phone and just tick that box and turn it off because if you don't want it, you don't need it, don't pay for it. I mean, I do think that's a bit rich, just putting you on it, though. So I'd be happy to follow that up for them if they wanted to get in touch. But, yeah, look, I think the problem with telcos is they are a bit aggressive at times, and they think we all want something they've got, but maybe you don't, and 5G is a good example of that. But I tell you one thing Telstra have done, though, that I'm pretty impressed with.
Yeah.
It's very rare we talk about telcos putting their prices down. Telstra's highest plan, $115 a month, gives you 180 gigabytes per month. They have reduced the price of that by $50 a month for the next 12 months.
Oh, God.
New and existing customers, $65 a month.
My kids could afford that.
80 gig.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because it had used 180 gig. Even my kids, with all their gaming and that, wouldn't even come
I
close.
I use 10 or 15, so I don't know what I'm going to do with 180, but I'm damn sure going to switch plans because I'm paying $65 now for 80. I may as well pay $65 for 180. And I think the only catch there is probably make sure that in 12 months you remember to switch back to the $65 plan and not stay on the $115, because that's the other cheeky, sneaky thing telcos do.
Yeah, that's right. Keep you on there. So, Luke, Isabella, Isaac, take notes. Google Now. Well, normally we know there's an app out there that can help us with identifying songs when you play snippets of it to them. Now, Google's going to help us with humming, mate. What's this?
What if you've got that song in your head? The song's not playing on the radio. You don't have to press Shazam to find out what it is before Bilko tells you. You've just got a song. It's an earworm. It's in your head. You can now open the Google app on Android phones. It's available now on iOS. It's coming real soon. You open the app, you press the microphone button, and you say, "What song's this?" And Google will create this listening waveform, and you just hum that earworm, hum that song, and it will tell you what song it is. So cool,
yeah.
Really fun. A great party trick next time you're with your mates.
Yeah, it's like that episode of Married with Kids where, you know, Al Bundy was going, "What's that song?" I go, do him, and no one could ever get it. That was 20, 30 years ago, and I couldn't work it out. Nano Leaf, they do fantastic lighting. What have they done?
I love this stuff. They've created a new range of lights called the Shapes. Now, they come in hexagons, triangles, and mini triangles. Now, what these are is they're lights that you put on your wall. So they're not ceiling lights. They're not a desk lights. You can actually put them anywhere. But my son, for example, got these Shapes, and my son's name's Jackson. We created a J out of them. So just alongside his bed now, there's a big J on the wall that lights up in any color he chooses. He can be colors based on his favorite sporting team, or I don't know if you know, but a red or an orange light in the evening actually helps you get to sleep better.
Okay.
So he's now created a sleep routine. So he's got a sleep light as well as something that lights up nicely in the morning, like a warm, welcoming sunrise.
Oh, and like a hug from Dad. Good on you, Trevor.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. More at EFTM.com if you want to have a link to those stories. I'll get them up on our Facebook and our socials as well. Or you can just track Trevor down through his Two Blokes Talking Tech podcast. Another episode out soon.